for a little something extra from the Appleseed. And now, here's your host, Sam Payne.
Thanks for joining us. You may be listening to us in the archive at www.byuradio.org/appleseed, where all of the episodes of the show reside, hundreds of episodes and thousands of stories for your listening pleasure anytime you like. You may have subscribed to the podcast, and you may be listening to us on your mobile device. You can take the Appleseed with you wherever you go. In any case, however you're listening, we're glad you're here. I'm in the studio with Stuart Foster, one of our assistant producers. Stuart, thanks for joining me.
Of course. Good to be here.
Listen, Stuart, have you ever been on a long drive with a lot of miles between bathrooms?
Well, yes, actually.
Well, then you're the perfect audience for today's story.
Excellent. This is highly specific, yeah. I would say.
You get the great storyteller Andy Offutt Irwin and the great storyteller Bill Lepp together, and, you know, hilarity ensues.
They do a co-op story. Is that what you're saying?
Boy, they're old friends, and frankly, they do a lot of stuff together.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. That's awesome.
And this is from a collection of Andy's called Squeaky on the Roof, and it's a sort of a musical storytelling extravaganza. Bill Lepp and Andy Offutt Irwin, we're going to give a listen. This is called Arlo Barlow.
Arlo Barlow had a T-top, T-Rex, turbocharged, transcontinental, low-riding, slow-gliding outlaw Monte Carlo. Arlo Barlow taped and tied the back end of a tanker truck to the top of his T-top, T-Rex, turbocharged, transcontinental, low-riding, slow-gliding outlaw Monte Carlo. He had 1,000 gallons of gasoline to guzzle. Arlo Barlow would not stop the car. If he were driving from Fresno to Sacramento, Arlo Barlow would not stop the car. From Fargo to El Paso, Arlo Barlow would not stop the car. From Toronto to Santiago, Arlo Barlow would not stop the car. From Juneau to Key Largo, Arlo Barlow would not stop the car. He would not stop to sleep. He would not stop to eat. He would not stop for you. He would not stop for me. He would not stop even if he had to. Well, Arlo Barlow simply would not stop. Empty out all ye who enter here, were the words engraved on every door of Arlo Barlow's Monte Carlo. 10,000 screaming, cringing, crying children clamoring for a bathroom break would not make Arlo Barlow's heart ache. Before any trip, Arlo would survey his potential passengers and shout, "Last chance! Empty out! Empty out! Empty out!" were the watchwords whispered from child to parent, from parent to grandparent, before anyone sat in Arlo Barlow's car. Empty out or suffer the consequences, ye lily-livered, little-bladdered, scurvy dogs. Andy Irwin Nate had been running late. Lottie Twinkle had had some water to drink, but only just a sprinkle. They were safely buckled in the back seat of Arlo Barlow's Monte Carlo. They'd read the words, they'd heard old Arlo shout, still in awe. They had not emptied out.
Arlo Barlow, we gotta go, 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 Arlo Barlow. Arlo Barlow, we gotta go, 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 Arlo Barlow.
An hour passed in the car, and then another. Then from the back seat came a peep that was quite discreet.
"Mr. Barlow,"
said Lottie Twinkle,
I have to go."
"Yeah," agreed Andy Irwin Nate.
"Arlo Barlow, I gotta go."
Arlo Barlow did not hesitate. "Too slow, you say?" he began to accelerate.
Arlo Barlo, we gotta go, 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 Arlo Barlo. Arlo Barlo, we gotta go, 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 Arlo Barlo.
Andy Irwin Nate looked at Lottie Twinkle. Lottie Twinkle looked at Andy Irwin Nate.
It's no use,
she whispered.
Arlo Barlo will not stop the car. We'll just have to hold it. We'll just have to wait.
60 minutes. 60 minutes ticked slowly off the clock. Arlo Barlo drove by a rest stop. Arlo greased by gas stations. Arlo flew past facilities with boys' rooms, men's rooms, women's rooms, girls' rooms, family changing rooms. Andy Irwin Nate squeezed and sneezed and tried very hard not to sneeze. Lottie Twinkle twisted and tangled her legs. Andy Irwin Nate stated factually,
Arlo Barlo, I gotta go.
Lottie Twinkle said tactfully,
Mr. Barlo, I must make number one.
Arlo Barlo snickered. You say, you lost your cummerbund? Arlo Barlo did not stop the car.
Arlo Barlo, we gotta go, 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 Arlo Barlo. Arlo Barlo, we gotta go, 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 Arlo Barlo.
Seconds, minutes, hours dripped by. Arlo Barlo sailed by scores of suitable trees, shrubs, and cacti. Andy Irwin Nate fidgeted like a hyper baboon. He swayed like a boat in a typhoon. He started to wheeze and swell like a hippo with a terrible tropical disease. Lottie Twinkle did not sway or swell. She was too well bred. She considered swooning instead. She thought of droughts, of deserts.
The Sahara, the Gobi, the Mojave, the Sinai, anything, any place that is dry, dry, dry.
She murmured. Andy Irwin Nate said,
Arlo Barlo, I am going to pop. I gotta go. You gotta stop.
Arlo Barlo would not stop the car. It's not far now, he cheered. We're very close. You can hold it. We'll be there soon. I'm sure they have a very nice restroom.
Arlo Barlo, we gotta go, 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 Arlo Barlo. Arlo Barlo, we gotta go, 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 Arlo Barlo.
Andy Irwin Nate looked at Lottie Twinkle. Lottie Twinkle looked at Andy Irwin Nate.
Mr. Arlo Barlo,
reasoned Lottie Twinkle,
I must confess that we are under great distress. What will we do if you do not stop? I'm sure you can hazard a guess. You will be cleaning up quite a mess.
Arlo Barlo gulped and began to worry.
Mr. Arlo Barlo, you must stop the car,
argued Andy Irwin Nate.
We've taken more than goodness allows. Now stop this car or hand us a mess of paper towels!
Arlo Barlo stopped the car. Arlo Barlo still has his two-tone T-top T-Rex turbocharged transcontinental low-ride slow-gliding outlaw Monte Carlo. He still hates to stop. However, he no longer has the back end of a tanker truck tied and taped to the top. On his car there now sits, held fast with Wonder Glue, a set of portalettes, and one is pink, and one is blue.
Arlo Barlo, we gotta go, 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 Arlo Barlo.
Arlo Barlo.
Arlo Barlo, we gotta go, 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 Arlo Barlo.
Arlo Barlo.
Arlo Barlo, we gotta go, 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 Arlo Barlo.
Go, 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 go
Arlo Barlo, a musical story tapping into the traveling fears of children everywhere.
Yeah, how many sound effects and voices does Andy Ovid Erwin have in his head? It's just like he can produce anything at will.
You see on display really some of the kind of the core talents of both of those guys, Andy Ovid Erwin, and of course all of that music comes from the mouth of Andy Ovid Erwin, even the cricket sound effect,
uh-huh.
and everything else. And of course in Bill you get all of that wonderful alliteration and rhyme and symmetry and it's a goofy story showing off the talents of two great storytellers.
Yeah, goofy story, but also a poem, basically.
Yeah. That's right. And I'll tell you, I have driven apparently with kinder people than Arlo Barlo.
Right.
But I do have lots of travel memories. We lived far from my grandparents when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. We lived in Utah. My grandparents lived in California. And we would never fly to see them. We would always drive. And so,
where did they live in California?
I had grandparents in Brea, California.
Okay.
And I had grandparents in the Bay Area.
It's the same with our family. My grandparents live in Escondido. So.
Oh, yeah. So you know the drive.
Exactly. Right? Yep.
And we made that drive back when the speed limit was 55 miles an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's a long drive. It's already 12 hours. Goodness.
Right. And I have lots of memories of stopping at the supermarket and buying a bag of potato chips and a package of Dixie cups and then driving to California with my mother in the passenger seat,
mm-hmm.
taking Dixie cups out of the package, filling them with potato chips and handing them back to us.
Nice.
We would eat a Dixie cup full of potato chips and then we'd hand our empty cup back up to mom and she'd fill it with potato chips and hand it back. And those are not unpleasant memories anything about how I feel about potato chips.
Well, Sam, have I ever told you about my family's traveling curse, our road trip curse?
No.
Okay, so essentially every time that the Foster family attempts to go on a road trip, something happens to the car specifically. Usually it's before the road trip. Sometimes it happens on the road trip. So for instance, over the years, I can think of a time where our battery died right before.
Oh, my.
It's always like the morning of, right? You get up nice and early.
You're
like
ready to go. Everything's ready.
You get into the car. Everything's loaded. And it's just like, and like if the car doesn't start, or like this most recent time, my most recent trip to California with my wife, the curse continued.
Oh,
I carried the curse from my family into my new family. And we rolled down the window and the window pane just fell through the car door. And we were like, not driving to California with wind in my face the whole way. Okay. I'm not gonna take that trip.
At such time as you have children of your own, you'll have to warn them about the curse.
Because exactly.
Clearly it's gonna travel on through that generation.
It will probably continue downwards, unfortunately. I will probably pass it on to my children.
We always hope that the stories that we bring to you spark memories for you to share with the people that you love, perhaps even with the people with whom you're listening to the show today. It's been my pleasure to share stories and memories with Stuart Foster. Stuart, thanks for joining me.
Of course. Fun to be here.
And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us for a little something extra from the Appleseed. Google The Appleseed Podcast and subscribe for something new just about every day. The Appleseed with Sam Payne.